Well, Ukraine says that it is bulking up its air force with the help of F-16 fighter jets that the United States just sent them. But for those of us keeping track, the Biden administration promised us repeatedly that Ukraine would not get F-16s because Biden himself warned, when he knew what he was saying, that it would trigger World War III with Russia. So here is Ukrainian President Zelensky bragging about his shiny new F-16s, like a soccer mom bragging about her new Volvo. He says, yay, we can now build up our air force with our shiny new F-16s. And he said, we often heard the word impossible in response, but we made it possible was our ambition, our defense need. And now it is a reality in our sky, F-16s in Ukraine. We ensured this. Now, how did he ensure this after being told no so many times by NATO countries?
Blackmail?
No. I mean, basically, it's the same way a toddler gets their cookie, by just being super annoying for long enough. And then you just acquiesce and say, take the cookie and go away. I know this from experience. But we were told NATO countries wouldn't do this. I can prove that to you. Here is a headline from early 2022, when the conflict with Russia began, with President Biden promising that this would not happen. This was in May of 2022. He said this all the way until January of 2023. The White House said it again. Biden says U.S. won't be providing F-16s to Ukraine. Look at the dateline on that, January 2023. And the U.S. said, by January of 2023, we were told no about the F-16s, but the U.S. had already by that time reversed course on other capabilities to Ukraine, like Abrams tanks, Patriot missile defense systems. And again, they were telling the American people they wouldn't do those weapons, but they ultimately did it. And here is when President Biden understood what he was saying, at least. And he told us that he was saying no to these weapons donations in early 2022 because that would mean World War III.
The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand. And don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III, okay?
So Now that the president doesn't understand this anymore, who is pulling the strings? Like, oh, he doesn't know anything. So let's get him those F-16s anyway, because he's out to lunch, clearly. Who's doing this?
Right.
Clearly, who's running it's President Biden.
No, it's the deep state. It's the permanent government. It's the military-industrial complex at the Pentagon that's running the White House. It's not Kamala Harris. She's like the figurehead of it. He wasn't running things to begin with. Now, who's signing these executive orders? Who's allowing this? I mean, this should trouble all Americans right now. It's infuriating.
Yes, it is. And also, will it help Ukraine? Do they even know what to do with these F-16s? A U.S. official told the New York Times that about half a dozen pilots were conducting test flights on as many jets in uncontested, in quotes, Ukrainian space. He said that Ukrainian pilots were getting acclimated to operations on a small scale and had not yet engaged the Russians. In other words, they haven't flown inside Russia yet. They're just sort of taking them for test drives, joyrides, just fooling around.
Yeah, they're really no different than a Cessna 172 or anything, or a drone.
Surely. You know,
it's kind of the exact same thing. So just climb in and fly it.
Right. These guys played Afterburner at the arcade.
Yeah.
They know
yeah.
how to fly an F-16.
Yeah.
Right? They got it.
But even if they don't, which we know that they don't, and we covered in the Der Spiegel about a year ago, there were Ukrainian military saying they give us these manuals, instruction manuals that are in English. We don't really understand them. We get short periods of training and then we're expected to use that. So even if they, which is probably true, they probably don't, but they most likely have NATO forces who will fly them for them. But the Times said, well, mostly though, this is just to make them feel better because they're losing to Russia so badly. This is from the New York Times. At the very least, the arrival of these jets will bolster Ukrainians' morale, which has been dampened by months of slow but steady Russian advances on the battlefield and devastating attacks on the country's power grid. So again, we're infantilizing Ukraine. Like, just take the cookie, take some toys. Maybe you don't know what to do with it, but just, you know, get out of here. We're treating them like children to make them feel better. Here's some dangerous toys. Since you've asked enough times.
When I'm feeling down, I wish somebody would give me a fighter jet. I mean, yeah. I would even settle for an A-10 Warthog. Like, it doesn't even have to be one of the new ones. Even one of the older models, I would be fine.
Yeah.
Like, I was ready to throw in the towel and go home to my family. But now that the jets are here, I'm staying.
I feel better.
And as if they're going to survive. I mean, how long until Putin destroys them anyway?
Oh, I have an answer to that. Good question.
Because they've been hitting all of these NATO depots and destroying munitions that are arriving that we are spending billions of dollars to supply. You think Putin's going to allow friggin' F-16s to sit on a tarmac for more than 10 seconds?
Right. Okay, well, let's look at what Russia is going to do. But first, again, I want to look at Zelensky for a second because we're treating them like children. I just want to remind you that President Biden, what's the date on this? Just last year, promised us that Zelensky would not use these in Russia. This promise may have even involved some pinkies. So we're probably good. It was like a my word is my bond level stuff. Here is how President Biden put it at the time. U.S. President Joe Biden said Sunday that he had flat assurance from Zelensky that he would not use these F-16s to go into Russian territory. So they promised us. They just want to, you know, take them on some joyrides. They're not going to use this inside of Russia. Maybe Zelensky, though, will use his acting chops and make a Ukrainian Top Gun, and then they can bolster military enrollment. That's one way, maybe, since he pinky promised, you know. Last year, Michael Tracy said this on X about this mission creep and the media's complicity. He said the Biden administration's patterns of evolution on sending weapons systems to Ukraine they previously pledged not to send, such as these F-16s, could also be described as a pattern of false assurances and deceit. But you will not see the media describing it as such. And instead, he's absolutely right. Look at the media headlines about these F-16s today. If you read them in totality, it's like, oh, they're long awaited. Finally, they're here. They are gaslighting their readers, pretending that we always wanted this for Ukraine, only we didn't. So back to your question, Clayton, what will Russia do to this? Well, here is what they said today. They say, they will destroy them. They will ultimately be destroyed. Here's what Russian weapons maker Rostec said about the F-16s. That, I remind you, will cost American taxpayers billions. This was, again, Rostec's statement. If you look at the specifications of the U.S.-made aircraft, the conclusion is unambiguous. It is not a rival to the Su-35S, much less the Su-57. These are the fighter jets that Russia flies. They say in a head-on air combat, our jets are superior to the U.S. fighter jets. The F-16 is not the newest jet, but this is no reason to rejoice and relax. The jet can carry advanced missile systems and can cause a lot of problems. Nevertheless, they, as the rest of the Western equipment, will face the same end: destruction. So that should not make us feel awesome for sending those things that we know Russia has a pattern of just blowing up as soon as they land. And so will Western leaders waste any more money and lives because someone will be near them when they are either in them or near them when they are blown up. And are we pretty stoked about that for pacifying the toddler fit that Zelensky has been throwing for 3 years because he's got his new toys? I don't know. We'll see. But now Zelensky says that, look, the West is just too afraid of escalating conflict with Russia. But he says, we're going to help them get over that. Look at this quote. He says, Western nations are always concerned about possible escalation. We're fighting against that. We'll work on them. In other words, they don't want to start war, but we're going to talk them into it. We're just warming them up to the idea of a war with Russia. Anyone who wants de-escalation and peace talks, we're just going to, we'll talk them out of that. Don't worry. We're working on that. So that's Zelensky wants you to want a war with Russia. Stop this peace talks. Give us the weapons. That's the update on the war in Ukraine. Let us know how you feel about that, especially on a day when the American economy is tanking because politicians pervert our economy with unnatural market forces and send all of our money overseas to support foreign wars. But you're going to love it. You want it. You just don't know you want it. That is the defense evoked by rapists. So that's where we are.